All right, so we're here with Ariane Cloutier of Ski Pontiac. Ariane, how are you doing?
Good, great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So could you explain a little bit, for those that don't know, what is Ski Pontiac?
Ski Pontiac is located in Bristol, which is very near Norway Bay. And we have 15 kilometers of recreational ski trails located mostly on the grounds of Pine Lodge. So we groom these trails in the wintertime. In the summertime, we also have a 3-kilometer walking trail that people can use. We received funding last year to build that, so we're constantly bettering our trail system as we go.
And I understand you guys recently got named for an award there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we were super excited just this weekend. The Excellent Sportive Outaouais Gala nominated, we were nominated and won Organization of the Year for the MRC Pontiac, and also awarded $500, which was great because we're a 100% volunteer-based organization. And I think it's just, recognition of the fact that we've put in a lot of work over the last years, and especially through the pandemic, you know, we've been able to offer the community a place to go, which is safe and secure in the outdoors, and it's free.
And so how many members or volunteers do you guys have?
Well, we do have a core group, of course, which is our board, which is about 6 members. But then we do have members who come to the meetings who do not sit on the board, who are key to us, and that's an added maybe 4 or 5 people. And then as we put on events and stuff, we do put a call out for members to come and help us. So I can't tell you exactly because it's a moving number, but for sure we rely on the community because we're 100% volunteer-based organization.
And so I know you guys can't control when we get snow here, but what preparations have you guys been making for this next season?
Yeah, well, throughout the fall, again, we had put out calls for volunteers. We've been, trying to build and maintain the trail that we started last year. There was still some work that had to be done on it. We finished up a boardwalk, and then we've been taking off the trees, clearing the bush and stuff. We are waiting for snow, that's true. We do have a little bit of snow, but it's not quite ready to be groomed yet. But shortly, we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers.
And so is there like a minimum depth or something you guys need as far as to go ahead with grooming and that?
Well, there's a couple of factors. One, that we do have, one of our trails is on a golf course, and so in order to be respectful and to be able to maintain the golf course in the summer, we do have a minimum depth because we don't want to damage the greens. And then in the new trail that we've done, it is covered by trees because it is a wooded area, so even though it might seem like there's a lot of snow on the road, not all of that snow can fall through the trees, so we do have to wait a little bit. I can't tell you what the minimum is. We try and get out there and pack it down as soon as there's enough, and then we build from there.
So typically most years, what's the time roughly that you guys open?
Well, we love to be open at this time of year. And for sure, by the beginning of January, I think we'll have enough snow. Sometimes we get that January thaw, which kind of puts a wrench in our things. But yeah, beginning of January we'll be open. And at the same time, Pine Lodge is opening every weekend as well. So people will be able to come out and ski and snowshoe. There will be walking trails as well. And, Pine Lodge will be open for business. So people can go in, warm up, use bathrooms, get a hot chocolate, have lunch or dinner.
And so these trails are open to the general public there? Just free of charge? Just anyone that wants to show up can?
Yep, it's free of charge, open to everybody. And we have just reached a partnership with Ski at School, and they're coming beginning January 15th until the end of March every Saturday morning, and they'll be able to provide people with free access to skis and boots, and they'll have an instructor there if people have never skied before. And so we'll be sending out information through our Facebook page and Instagram related to how people can sign up. You do have to sign up for a slot. Each slot is about 2 hours. And so that's going to, add the accessibility component to people because throughout the pandemic, there were certainly a lot of people who contacted us who wanted to ski but didn't have ski equipment. And then ski equipment became very scarce in the area. But now with this partnership, people will be able to come and enjoy the outdoors.
Awesome. That sounds like a great sort of synergy there between the two groups.
Oh, absolutely. We're super excited about that.
For sure. So is there any other events you guys have in your calendar you're planning? I know you guys did some moonlight skiing and that type of thing last year.
Yes. Well, and we couldn't do the moonlight ski last year because Pine Lodge was closed completely.
Okay.
Yeah, we are planning three events this year, three moonlight skis. The first one is on January 29th. The second is February 19th and then February 26th. And we're hoping to coordinate that with Pine Lodge, where we'll be able to be open for dinner at the same time so people can go enjoy a ski and then go for dinner or have dinner and go for a ski. Snowshoes are also available free of charge all the time, but they'll also be available during the moonlight ski. And again, the walking trails will be there as well. We're going to try and add that as one of the, try and light that up as well for anybody who doesn't have the equipment but would still like to enjoy the evening.
Awesome. Ariane, I want to thank you for your time, but I'll give you the last word if there's anything here that we didn't touch on yet that you want to mention.
No, but I really do. Okay, so that would be a yes. I do really thank the people who have come forward to develop these partnerships with us, like Ski at School. They're online at ski à l'école, one word, .org, as well as Pine Lodge, who has really helped us develop the trail system and been there and super supportive to us, as well as the MRC Pontiac. Without these organizations around us, we'd be working very hard, but not really giving maybe as much value add back to the community. So, you know, building these relationships with people is a great, really great thing for us. And especially during the pandemic, when people are looking for some activity, something to go somewhere that's safe and that they can do with their family.